Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
That is correct, and it is because of that that we have decided to enjoy this segment together with you, where we ask a pastor any questions that might be on our hearts. And today we have the question, how do Christians reconcile free will with God's omniscience and predestination? And on the hot seat, we have Pastor Shepherd Mutakwa once again, who will be helping us tackle this very question. My pastor, good afternoon, and welcome back to the program.
Hello.
Perfect. We can hear you clearly now, Pastor. Here is our question for today. In fact, let me greet you first, not me rushing straight into the question. I hope you're doing well this afternoon, Pastor.
I am well, and hope you are well, and the listeners.
Doing very well. Thank you so much. We appreciate you making time once again to answer this question that one of our listeners has sent through, which is, how do Christians reconcile free will with God's omniscience and predestination? How do those all work together? If you could just help us tackle that one.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. Hello, listeners. This is a very tough question because the three ways that are there require adequate time for one to understand.
Okay.
Of course, when we begin to talk about omniscience, we are talking about an all-knowing God, a God who possesses. Who knows everything already in advance. So now, when we come to begin to talk about predestination, we have a belief that God has already picked some other people.
Yes.
And these are already written that they're going to be saved.
Yes.
Therefore, the aspect of free will does not work here. Mm. This is what this question seems to be implying.
Yes.
Now, I want to begin by drawing the listeners to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say? It says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
Mm.
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, what are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
God gives Adam and Eve what to do and what to eat.
Yes.
But he gives instructions on one tree that this one don't touch, because the day you shall touch it, what? Meaning, he has not created them with a predestined mind.
Right.
But he has created them with a free mind, either to decide to take the tree or not to take the tree.
Right.
So it was up to them to choose what they want. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh.
Mm.
Rather, serve one another humbly in love. John chapter 7, verse 17 says, anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak of my own. Now, the predestination matter here does not mean we are free. All of us are actually predestined, are chosen by God, all of us. This is why the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16 and then 17, that he sent his begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not die, but should have eternal life. He didn't send his Son to condemn this world.
Yes.
It's because everyone is predestined for salvation.
Mm.
There is nothing like God has picked a certain individual and said, these are the ones who are going to be. Then Jesus should not have come.
Right.
Then the aspect of salvation, people believe in, doesn't come in that context.
Yeah.
Because if he has already chosen people, why not just take the people that he has chosen?
Yeah.
But we don't only read one portion of a scripture. We read several portions of scripture to harmonize.
Mm-hmm.
So a good number of scripture that we read who indicate to us that God is interested in the salvation of all of us.
Mm.
This is why he will not allow us to disobey his commands.
Right.
So the the him knowing, of course, he knows the future, mm-hmm. but he has a remedy for the future for us in the mm-hmm. sense that he sent Jesus for us.
Amen.
There is a freedom for us to make our own choice. Mm. The people shouldn't believe that there are other people who he has predestined to do what. Then Jesus shouldn't be there. So the three match well in the sense that the predestination means he has chosen all of us to be saved. Mm. But now the freedom he has given to us to make that choice. Whilst he knows the future, but he still wants us to make our own personal choice so that we get saved. That's how briefly I can explain about this question.
Sure. I think the way that you've explained it is perfect, really. When I think about the scripture you talked about, John 3, verse 16, whosoever believes in him should not perish. So if there is any kind of predestination, the predestination is that we should all be saved. That whosoever will is it, that covers every single person, that covers all of us.
Yes.
And so I had said maybe another way that we can ask the same question is, do we choose God or does God choose us? How does that work?
No, there's a verse which says, whilst we were yet sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Romans chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, God commanded his love towards us mm-hmm. in that mm-hmm. while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
Much more than being now justified by his blood,
mm-hmm.
We shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, mm-hmm. God provided a way for us because we could not reach him because of sin. After he provided a way, now what does he say? We have to make a choice to accept the way that he has brought, or we don't accept it.
Mm.
So in this case, God will not choose us and take us to him by force. We have to make a choice, just like he gave Adam and Eve, to make a choice either to eat the tree or not. We are not like traffic lights, which will show red, amber, green.
Sure.
Ourselves are created with a choice that we make because we are made in his own image. So God makes it choose us. How does he choose us? In this manner, we are saying he commanded his love toward us.
Mm.
But then when this love, because we are sinner, when it comes, it is up to us to accept it.
Mm.
It is like I'm in dire commotion. I'm in problems. I am in deep trouble. I have no school fees. You come along. You say, I have a way. Here is a sponsor who can help you with the school fees. Then it's up to me to take the sponsor or not.
Mm.
So you will not force me to do that. And
yes.
That's how God works. He will not force us to accept him. His is a government of free will choice. It's not of coercion or so forth. If that was the case, he would have destroyed the devil there and then when he sinned in heaven.
Yeah. Mm. Powerful. My pastor, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate it. I think that the question has been answered sufficiently. And listener, if you're out there and if you've heard that, if you have any follow-up questions or if you need any clarification, please feel free to send us that inquiry on +27734703520. For today, pastor, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thank you for coming through.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.